Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. I'm Trevor Castle. We're pleased to be joined now by Darren Fisher, a 1997 Central College grad and a qualifier for the U.S. Senior Golf Open that'll take place June 26th through the 29th in Colorado. Darren, it's great to catch up with you, and let me be probably the 1,000th person to congratulate you. What a tremendous accomplishment. How are you feeling as maybe the buzz is worn off from qualifying and the hard work has begun to make sure you're ready to go in Colorado here at the end of the month?
Yeah, thanks so much, Trevor, for having me on. I appreciate all the congrats. You know, you want it to happen, but it's not something that you feel like it. The chances are less than stellar, you know, and to make it through local qualifying and then to make it through final qualifying, it's like a dream come true to finally play in a major. And it took me until I was 50. You know, I'm just humbled with all the people who have come and congratulated me. And I really couldn't have been able to do all this without my wife, with the Jenny and the kids and the transition into my new job. And I mean, it's just been a kind of a whirlwind 3 months. And then to have this opportunity is just amazing.
Well, here's how difficult it was for our listeners. It's a 156 player field. What I was able to find is that 78 players were exempt, which left 78 spots. And there were 2,585 people that tried to qualify this year. That means just straight up mathematically, you had a 3% chance of making it. How difficult really was it, Darren?
You know, once you get to the second stage, the final qualifier, you're basically playing against senior PGA Tour guys and some of the top senior amateurs in the country, you know, and then the spots dwindle down. I think where I played, there's 45 or 46 guys playing for four spots. And you really have to set yourself up that it's just you against the course, because if you get a little bit lost in who you're playing against, you know, sometimes that can be a distraction. I mean, the gentleman that finished right behind me at the final qualifier ended up the next week losing to Jimenez at the Principal Charity Classic in a playoff. So the level of competition there is amazing. The golf course was set up at about 7,000 yards, and it had just rained. So it was long. I played very well. I hit the ball in the fairway, like, you know, like most U.S. Open type setups you've got to do. And I made a few putts, and, you know, here we are.
Yeah, and we're talking with Darren Fisher, Central College grad. He talked about career change just recently, head men's and women's golf coach at William Penn in Oskaloosa, and now getting ready for the U.S. Senior Open. And Darren, I know I've followed your career. You and I have known each other for quite some time, and I know that you've, you know, off and on, you know, trying to qualify for the PGA and things like this. But at 50 years old, what does it mean to you to finally kind of arrive, if you will, or break through in this kind of a sense?
Yeah, you know, all the hard work that I've put in, all the tournaments that I've maybe had a little success in, all the missed cuts, it just, I guess it shows some perseverance that I've been able to kind of overcome demons and stick with the process. And then, you know, to have it happen in my first go around in trying to qualify for the senior U.S. Open, I don't necessarily want to say it's validation, but it certainly is rewarding.
And what are your expectations going out there?
I feel very good. I feel very good. I've been working really hard on my game. Some of the shortcomings that I feel like need to get a little bit better around the greens. I feel like I can keep up for the most part in regards to distance at this age. I still hit it pretty far, so that's an advantage. And I hit it pretty straight too, which is another big advantage for a U.S. Open setup. I mean, if you watched any television this weekend, you see that the rough is ankle deep. And I can't imagine that it's going to be much different in the Senior Open. So driving it straight, hitting a lot of greens, I feel good. I feel confident that I can go out there and play well. Now, what well is on that stage, yet to be determined. But I'm certainly not going to go out there timid or scared or not ready.
And then the other interesting part is there's another Central College qualifier that's made it. So two of the 156 that'll be playing in this U.S. Senior Open are from Central College. So that's a pretty cool piece of this, isn't it?
Yeah, that was amazing. I got a text message maybe the day after I qualified from Joe Jaspers. He graduated a little bit earlier before I did, but we congratulated each other, and we actually set up to play a couple practice rounds together. So that'll be super fun. And, you know, I've only talked to Joe on the phone, so it'll be great to meet him. I think that just goes to show you the level of play that Central's been able to recruit and put through over the years, that it still has some players that can really play.
Two last things for you. One, and this kind of dovetails to what you just talked about, playing a couple practice runs. What does the week look like in Colorado for you before and during the event?
Sure. My son and I, Connor, he's going to caddy for me. He got me through the first two stages. It was only fitting to reward him with something like that. You know, one of the things that I learned from the two times that I played in the John Deere Classic, the first time I went over there, I practiced and practiced and practiced, and I think I wore myself out for the event, and I didn't play very well. And the second time I went over there, and I really measured my practice and played 9 holes one day and 9 holes the other, and didn't spend, you know, 3 hours hitting balls in the heat. And I played much, much better. And I think I missed the cut by 2 or 3, but, you know, it's going to look a little bit like that, maybe 9 holes, you know, a couple days in a row. Although I did set my tee time up with a couple of guys that are pretty well-known names out there. And so I'm going to enjoy that time with those guys. And, you know, they certainly have been out there for a long time. So I'm going to pay close attention to how they do things. And I can always be learning while I'm out there practicing.
And then lastly, Darren, is there any hope that this could lead to something more from an actual, you know, professional golf standpoint? Or are you just enjoying this for what it is?
I'm going to enjoy it for what it is. It's a great accomplishment, but it's really only one event. And, you know, I know there are guys out there that do it for a living, so I'm not going to say that I can do it quite at that level. I really am enjoying what I'm doing here at the college. And, you know, unless something crazy happens, I anticipate that I'll just kind of keep on the same path and try to stay competitive. And, you know, if I can make it into a couple more senior tour events via the Monday qualifiers and stuff, that'll be a nice part of the season. But I still feel like I'm in the place where I'm at right now.
Well, hey, we will be watching very closely, Darren, here last week of June, June 26th through the 29th at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I hope you and Connor have an absolutely fantastic week out there. Best of luck, Darren, and hope that you enjoy it and do well.
Yeah, Trevor, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Darren Fisher, Central College graduate and a qualifier for this year's U.S. Senior Golf Open, joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.